today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Well, you can create atmospheres over your life, either positive or negative. If you confess the word of God, the atmosphere over you will be positive. But if there is no word, hallelujah, the enemy is going to fill the space over your head, and you'll wonder why the puppet master can manipulate your movements. Manipulator. That's what he's called. The M-A-N-I-P-U-L-A-T-O-R.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Wounded But Not Abandoned. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 15 through 17.
Joel 2:25, Proverbs 18:21, and Job 22:28. I would encourage everyone that is connected with this ministry to go out and buy you a pad or get Evernote on your phone and take notes. Do not recline when I'm teaching, because some things I'm putting out, if you catch it and you just write down a note, you'll remember what's being said, and it will help you in your future. If you're lazy here, you're going to lack there. If you're lazy here, you're going to come up empty when you really need it. I believe God has given me a prophetic voice for this people, and I'm asking you to be prophetic in how you receive the word. Amen. Joel chapter 2, verse 25. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. Say amen. Amen. Then Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. This is powerful. Death and life are in the power of your tongue or your speech or your vibration. And those who love it will eat its fruits. If you love it, that life is in the power of your tongue, you will eat its fruit. If you speak negatively, you still eat fruits, but it won't be life. It will be death. You mean to tell me you can eat the fruit of death? What is the fruit of death? It's a lie. It's a lie fruit. You have plowed wickedness. You shall reap iniquity. You have eaten the fruit of lies, the book of Hosea. And the fruit of lies, the fruit of lies is a lie fruit that comes from negative speech or somebody speaking falsehoods. And I really believe God wants us to grow, and he wants us to expand, so we must speak life. And then in Job chapter 22 and verse 28, I will also declare a thing. You will also declare a thing. We will also declare a thing. You will also declare or decree a thing, and it shall be established for you. So light will shine on your ways or your paths. You shall decree a thing, and it shall be what? Established. So there's power in your speech, your tongue, or your vibration. And I believe God to help us. Before I go into today's message, I want to talk just for a moment as I piggyback on this morning's message, restoration declarations. And God wants you to start being active and saying the right things, speaking the right things, or decreeing the right things, or saying the right things. Father, I thank you for your word, and I thank you for thinking thoughts and helping us with us aligning ourselves with your will to speak words of life that will cover us and our families and our circumstances. And as you have given me a platform to speak to the four corners of the world, I pray now that the four corners of this sanctuary and those who are watching and those who will get this message on our app or through MP3 or MP4, or those who will come back on Facebook and rehearse it or YouTube. Father, I thank you that this word will resonate in their soul. Give us ears to hear, a mind to comprehend. Touch our hearts and the soil of our hearts. Make it ready to receive. And give us a spirit that will help us to contain your word. I decrease that you would increase, and I give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Since we're talking about restoration of declarations, let's do our confession of faith. Should be on the screen. This is my Bible. It is the word of God. It is God speaking to me, producing life in those who will hear it. Come on, I can do what it says I can do. I am all it says that I am. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I choose to agree with the word of God, and I choose to disagree with any thought, condition, or circumstance contrary to the written or the spoken word of God. I am diligent to act upon what is revealed to me through the word of God, which abides in my spirit. My heart is receptive and ready to receive. There's too much life in me. In Jesus' name, amen. No quitters in this house. Amen. No quitters in this house. Your confession, your declaration of faith is so important. And declaring the truth of God's word is over your life is a spiritual significance. It's of a spiritual significance when you declare the truth of God's word over your life. Remember, life and death is in the power of the tongue. It's essential that you speak life over you. And the only life that breathes is not just positive things. I said you must speak the word of God over your life. That comes from the 66 over 40 year, 1600 year period, over 40 different authors that God has compiled even by his spirit for us. And for those of you that are smart folk that are listening to all of these debates about the word of God and whether it's true or not, or if it's a white man's gospel, get yourself together. Let me do the teaching. And what you need to do, if you came out here today, you're not here to Google me or to AI me. You're here to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. I will not debate scriptures with people. The Bible told, Paul told Timothy, don't get into debates. So everybody got all these questions. They're really not trying to ask questions. They're stepping into the intellectual part of their soul, and they haven't surrendered that to God. See, God can care nothing about your intellect when it comes to faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Intellect blocks faith, and it opens you up to the reverse of faith, which is fear. And so what a lot of people like to do, they're afraid to surrender to God. So what they do is want to be intellectual and let a block stop them from getting with God. But I cast down every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and I bring into captivity every thought against the obedience of God, and bring all of that to surrender it to God, because he's the head of all principalities and powers. Amen. So nobody is smarter than God. And in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, time, God created the heavens, space, and the earth, matter. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, time, space, and matter. And you need all three working together if you're going to create anything. Stop acting like you're intellectual. It's all in Genesis 1 and 1. So I want to make sure we're up open here, since AI and everything else is swimming in the atmosphere. Can we just get back to the word of God? Amen. When you confess the word of God, you're aligning yourself. You're aligning yourself. The practice of aligning yourself, your present state, with the promises of God. Confessing the word of God aligns your present state with the word of God. And as I share with the church this morning, it's important for you to know, it's essential for you to know, if you buy a vehicle, you also have to put into the equation, can you keep up the maintenance on that vehicle? So if you got a payment, you got to say, well, can I keep up the maintenance, put tires and shoes on my vehicle, keep the rotors up, keep spark plugs on it. And if there happens to be a mishap, I can get it fixed. So you can't just get a car that costs you $850 a month because you can afford it. Can you afford the extra $150 to put aside so you can deal with the maintenance? Because it's whose responsibility? It's your responsibility, right? And so you have to make sure you do that when you're buying vehicles. Well, every vehicle should have their wheels aligned periodically. It's called alignments. When you roll down the road and you hit bumps, it can throw your alignment off. And if you keep rolling like that, you're going to wear tires out from the inside out. And you may not even see that. But if you go through a skid or if there's water on the road, you can actually put your life in danger if you don't have the proper shoes on your vehicle. And it all starts with maintenance. So you got to make sure you're saving money for the maintenance. That's oil changes and such. So this is where we are. Your life needs to be aligned. And the way you align your life is to take your present state, decree the word over it, and it aligns you with the promises of God. A lot of people like to talk, but they don't confess word. I'm not talking about talkers. I'm not talking about people who like to talk and just get their word out, I said, get the word out. Speak the word over your life. And I was sharing with the church that it's important because words create atmospheres. Your words create atmospheres. Amen. In the book of in the city of Eatonville in the early 40s, this is the previous century, we're almost moving into we're in the second decade of this new century. After the year 2000, but I'm talking about in 1940s or whatever, early 40s, when Eatonville was being established, somewhere in the mid that century, I did research there, and I found out that what happened is the citizens of the city created a bonfire, and they took blocks of marijuana and threw it in the fire, and it fogged up the region. And so people were staggering because that stuff was potent back then. They fumigated Eatonville. Now, when I had an opportunity to speak in Eatonville, here's the wisdom of God. I used technology to do some history on what has happened. And I started talking about the zombies that came out of this fog. And it's still perpetuating to this day. That small municipality, because you fumigated it. Because you threw blocks of marijuana. It affected kids. It didn't just affect those who threw the blocks in there. The atmosphere shifted. And in that fog are entities that you can't see that integrated in the lives and space. And when people are allowing the enemy to enter into the fog of the atmosphere, they're not ready for the things that come down into your home and come down into your personal life, but you open the portal for it. This is what I'm trying to get us to see right now. And as I begin to speak against the spirit that's over Eatonville, I believe God gave me insight in what to do, because unless somebody corrects it, that fog is still in the atmosphere. Well, you can create atmospheres over your life, either positive or negative. If you confess the word of God, the atmosphere over you will be positive. But if there is no word, hallelujah, the enemy is going to fill the space over your head, and you'll wonder why the puppet master can manipulate your movements. Manipulator. That's what he's called. The M-A-N-I-P-U-L-A-T-O-R. The manipulator is manipulating the atmosphere because manipulating the practice because the atmosphere has given him access to put strings on your wrist. I come against the manipulator. And I take the shears of the spirit to cut his strings off of your life. And if you start speaking the word of God, he won't be able to manipulate your behaviors. Glory to God. So we want to look at the atmosphere that I believe the lack
of confession opens us up to. One of them is called fear. A fear atmosphere, which is the total opposite of faith. Without faith, fear comes in. You don't have to invite fear in. It will automatically step in when there is no faith. Because it is the opposite, or the tail's head or the end of a coin, the reverse side of the coin when you don't have faith. You got faith on one side, fear on the next side. They kind of work the same exchange. But one will produce God's plan. The other one will lock you in prison mentally. Lock up your money, lock up your productivity, lock up your ability to face your fears or your foes unflinchingly. So the fear atmosphere is dangerous. It is also flooded with demonic foes. Fear brings torments, the scripture says. So, beloved, let us love one another, for the love is of God, or love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that doesn't love, God doesn't know love. So let us love one another. And love, perfect love, casts out fear. Because with fear comes torments. So if you're tormented, it means fear is invading you. Now, most guys will say, I'm not afraid of nobody. Yes, you are. If you're tormented in your mind, you're fearful and you lack love. Love helps us to trust. Love helps us to face our stuff without flinching as we do it. Love gives us the edge. It is the greatest force on the face of the earth. Glory to God. But fear runs right behind love. The second atmosphere is the defect atmosphere, or the defeat atmosphere. Because when you have defects, basically if you don't correct them, you will always be defeated. This is why we need God in our lives, because he can take our defects and put his grace and his mercy on it. And we're able to do more with our defects than anyone that doesn't have defects, that doesn't have God. The stuff that they got to deal with is far greater than we would have to deal with it, even if we have defects. So Jacob has a limp after he crosses the ford of Jabbok, and there he's left alone, but he's also fruitful and he grows into a mighty nation. Well, you don't see a defect in his brother Esau, and he becomes a mighty man too, but he doesn't become a nation that has the power of God working in it. He never experienced an open sea. He never experienced manna. He never experienced the monarchy and the prophets. He never experienced the Torah. His own brother never experienced it. Why? Because he had a defect that wasn't corrected. And his defect was a defect of him not knowing God. Or he had a tendency to give up his promise just for porridge. Because he's hungry or have desire, throw away the promise of God to fulfill it. The third atmosphere is the trauma atmosphere. I was injured in my life. Trauma and defects kind of work together. I was injured in my life. This happened to me in my childhood, but I don't deal with it properly. That's why redemption is the only cure for trauma. Redemption. And once you're redeemed, you got to work with your redemption. Because trauma will produce an atmosphere. Always wanting people to identify with the trauma, and the trauma becomes an excuse for bad behavior. So what we got to do is cut the trauma and get it healed. We got to sit with somebody to get it healed. We got to deal with it. I told the church early this morning that when Nick and I were little boys, Nick put on some lotion and my daddy came around the corner. What you doing? He putting lotion on. He's in high school. He said, I don't raise sissies. So in his mind, he thought lotion being put on your leg is sissified. But I was in the eighth grade, maybe. I was like, it's skin, though. Because skin is skin. No matter if it's female skin or male skin, right? Come on. Anybody can use MailChimp, right? Even though it's called MailChimp, anybody can use it. And anybody should be able to use lotion because skin is skin. Hair is hair. Bone is bone. We all need calcium. But for my father, he felt like man putting lotion on his legs, yeah, that don't make sense. So I would say I was traumatized. I was battling when I put lotion on my legs, like, am I something wrong with me? Because it came from an authority in my life. I wasn't taught to feel beautiful or to look beautiful or to take care of skin. I thought it was masculine to be earthy or to be ashy. That means you don't have any moisture in your skin at all. You're going to school looking ashy. You're looking like you're a white man and you're a black man, and there's no moisture in your skin. That's masculinity? Of course not, right? But I went for many years being earthy until wisdom came along and said, it's all right to put lotion on you. And when I bought my first jar of lotion, it wasn't Suave. It wasn't from Walmart, the cheap brand. I went Carrie. Listen, I went Carrie. High type. Vanicream, the kind that goes deep into your skin when you rub it. Amen. And if you want to get rid of wrinkles, start smiling more and exercise your face muscles. So, honestly, smiling is not natural for me, but I confessed over my life last year that I'm going to smile more. So I really practiced smiling all last year. I'm picking it up this year. I'm picking it up. And if you smile, your face will get tired. And that means you are not using your facial muscles and you will limit your wrinkles. You don't have to pay for that, but I know when you get home, you're going to be practicing. I know you're going to do it. You got to stretch it. It's the truth. Watch. Everybody at Truth Reveal going to start shining, and people going to say, what's wrong with them? Man, your face looks so... Hey, man, this bishop is on it. That's right. That's right. We can create an atmosphere if we smile more. Words create atmospheres. Declarations also create what? Atmospheres. And so instead of a fear atmosphere, we want a faith atmosphere. We want a hope atmosphere. We want an expectation atmosphere. That's why leaders speak with conviction. This is why I push back on mediocrity with conviction, because I want to push back on these atmospheres that are above our heads. Now, unless somebody with a lot of voice binds the strong man's going to walk around and act like he's in charge. So if you got a hellion in your house, if you got strength in your house that wants to lock everybody down or make everybody fearful, somebody with authority's got to speak to that. Because this is how the enemy works. The Bible says, how can you go into a man's house and get his goods unless you first bind the strong man? And in every house, there's a strong man. It should be daddy and mama. But if daddy and mama are silent, something else will rise up. Glory to God. In the church, there should be a strong man in the church. But if the pastor is weak or distracted, something else will rise up. And I'm saying to you, the world is getting darker. I just saw an African-American female going to a date with an AI app. She's going on a date, sitting down in a restaurant, order her meal, and she's got this image, this avatar speaking to her. And it's talking to her, and she says, cleaner to date him than to be dealing with men. Because he doesn't lie to me. Well, he tells you what you want to hear. And so since he can tell you what you want to hear, you mean to tell me that's what you're going after now? What's going to happen 10 years from now? With our children that don't get a word. They don't need God anymore, and we're not going to force them, right? But what's invading the atmosphere? What's covering the space since you don't have none? You want your girl to talk to an avatar? And actually get a meal and cut the... And so, how are you doing today? I'm doing well, baby. Well, you. This is what the app said. She said, I don't feel comfortable you calling me baby. Well, you'll like it after a while. Since that's your appetite, I'll give you what you want. That's what's coming. And what's going to happen after that is people are going to lose their love for each other. And man, when you don't have love for each other, anything is possible. In the last days, perilous times will come where men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God. Am I in the book? So this is what we're trying to say. Without the Bible, you'll look at stuff and think it's new, but he prophesied these days will come. I'm almost done with it, but I got to give you that. We got to change these atmospheres. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we need to declare boldly some things. Boldly. So I declare that God is restoring what time tried to steal.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Wounded But Not Abandoned, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
GriefShare provides helpful support and guidance to navigate the emotions of loss. The next session starts Tuesday, March 3rd at 6:30 p.m. at the TR Palm Bay campus. Use the TR app, website, or scan the QR code in the foyer to sign up. For more details, email griefshare@truthrevealed.org. Wednesday, February 25th, will mark the 14th bishopric anniversary of our beloved pastor, Merton Clark. Truth Nation, show the bishop some love online at truthrevealed.org or the Truth Reveal mobile app. Cash App is also available at Truth Reveal 2. Checks should be payable to Truth Revealed, and bishopric anniversary should be indicated on the memo line.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.